Hi, I'm Chris Hall from Intergen. In this session, we're going to talk about a number of key aspects around processes in CRM 2011. Performance, the inclusion of processes and solutions, and versioning and upgrade of custom assemblies and processes such as workflows. Improved performance is one of the key benefits that we're going to see in Dynamics CRM 2011 thanks to their adoption of the .NET 4.0 version of Windows Workflow Foundation. We're expecting to see significant improvements in workflow upgrade performance, several times faster. This is because workflows in CRM 2011 are now fully declarative. There is no need to recompile workflows when we go through that upgrade process. The workflow runtime is now significantly faster. Workflow persistence has a significantly reduced footprint, which is going to save us time as we go to and from disk as our workflows are persisted out, particularly long-running workflows. There's significantly increased performance in terms of workflow instance creation. So if you've had bottlenecks around workflow in the past in your applications, we hope to see many of those problems solved moving forward into workflow in CRM 2011. There's also an additional setting for workflows that allow you to remove the information from the async operation base table. I certainly know personally we've run into this problem, and that is that if you run lots and lots and lots of workflows, we run in some of our applications many thousands of workflows a week, you can end up with a very, very large async operation base table. So that's now been improved, and we can choose on a workflow by workflow basis to automatically delete completed workflows from the async operation base table. Again, that's going to limit our ability to go back and actually look at the execution path of that workflow later, but it's also going to significantly save on disk space in that async operation base table. So that's a really nice feature. Let's talk a bit about packaging of processes. This is both workflows and dialogue processes. So workflows, dialogues, and custom workflow activities, assemblies, are first-class entities and solutions. Right? So this means they can be included in solution packages, and they support all of the standard verbs. So we can add, remove, import, export these into our solution packages. We support dependency tracking. This is a really neat feature, right? So this means that we can establish dependencies between a process and that process's triggering entity. But also, if we use the web-based designer with Dynamics CRM 2011, we'll track dependencies right down into the workflow itself. So we'll actually track dependencies on entities that you reference in individual steps inside your workflow, which is, again, is a really neat feature and really saves breakages as we start to bundle these workflows into solutions and push them around to other CRM organizations. Assembly versioning has always been a bit painful in Dynamics CRM. Certainly in CRM 4, uploading new workflow activities was very, very difficult, right? Because it was kind of hard to know exactly what was going to happen when we updated an assembly and we had, for example, in-flight workflow instances. Indeed, if we had breaking changes, for example, if we changed the signature of our custom workflow activity, we potentially broke in-flight instances. Right? So it made it quite a difficult process. We typically had to let workflows end, or we had to stop workflows and identify which ones had to be stopped and recreate new workflows to finish them off. It wasn't an easy solution, and indeed it made it quite difficult to really take full advantage of custom workflow activities. Right? You know, when you've got a 30-day workflow, it's very hard to perform an upgrade in CRM 4. With CRM 2011, we now have supported approaches for dealing with what we call updates and upgrades. So updates are really minor changes, right? Non-breaking changes, where we don't change the signature of our workflow assembly. When we perform an update, right? So when we deploy a new version where we've changed either the build or revision number, all of our in-flight instances are going to start using that new assembly immediately. Right? So there's basically no additional configuration required. The other approach is that we can do an upgrade. So an upgrade is where we have breaking changes. To signify an upgrade, we change either the major or the minor version number of the assembly. We upload that new assembly, but all of our in-flight workflow instances are actually going to continue using the old assembly version. So they're going to be able to continue and finish their execution appropriately using the old version, whose interface we know and understand and have tested. And then we're going to change the process definition to use the new build of that assembly. And so you'll see here where we use custom workflow activities inside the CRM 2011 web-based designer, we actually have an ability to specify which particular version of that custom assembly we want to use. This is really going to make it so much easier for developers who are using custom workflow activities in long-running CRM workflows. Moving from CRM 4 to CRM 2011, we have a really rich set of support in terms of upgrading not only our workflow definitions, but also our running workflow instances. All right? So we're actually going to be able to upgrade in-flight workflows as we move from Dynamics CRM 4 to Dynamics CRM 2011. One of the ways we handle this is we've actually got support to wrap .NET 3.x workflow assemblies in a special custom wrapper that allows them to interop inside a .NET 4.0 workflow. So when we upgrade our workflows from CRM version 4 to CRM 2011, we are upgrading to a .NET 4.0 workflow definition, and then both out-of-the-box and custom activities that we have dependencies on are going to be wrapped in these interop workflow activities. So in summary, the processes inside Dynamics CRM 2011 are implemented using the Windows Workflow Foundation 4.0 engine. That's going to deliver us significant performance improvements over Dynamics CRM 4.0. Right. And there are other performance optimizations, such as the ability to flush the async operation base table, that really help out when we're working with complex systems and spinning up many, many thousands of quite complex workflows. There is full solution packaging support. Right? So workflows, dialogues, and custom workflow activities are first-class citizens for the purposes of packaging and include full dependency tracking right down to the step-by-step level where we use the CRM 2011 web designer. We now have much richer support for assembly versioning, and that makes it a whole lot easier for us to update and upgrade our custom workflow activities, even where we might have in-flight workflows that have a dependency on those assemblies. And we're going to have full upgrade support of in-flight workflows from CRM version 4 to CRM 2011.